This is Dakota Datebook for March 15th. Mid-March brings two things to North Dakota: blizzards and basketball tournaments. Tournament time brings both happiness and heartache as teams from across the state vie to be crowned champions. In addition to this high school tradition, amateur basketball also has quite a history. One such example is a team in Bismarck, the Phantoms. The Phantoms were an independent basketball team organized in 1927 by Neil Churchill. He was well known for his involvement with automobile sales and local baseball, including managing the Bismarck Grays, the team known for having legendary pitcher Satchel Paige on its roster in 1933. The Phantoms were initially coached by Churchill, but later the top players on the team took over. As an integrated team, the Phantoms were important in breaking the color barrier. It was a time when African Americans were not afforded many opportunities to play alongside whites, especially in the South. In March 1936, Bismarck faced a tough competition to defend its state title in Independent Class A, facing determined squads from Mandan, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Lincoln. In addition, Minot, Jamestown, and Devil's Lake rounded out the 8-team field. Like the Bismarck squad, the other teams had interesting names: the Minot Stags, the Dakota Millers out of Grand Forks, the Devil's Lake Shamrocks, the Grafton Soldiers, the Fargo Deep Rock Oilers, and the Mandan Prowlers. The Tribune noted that a number of team members included standout former high school stars and former UND and Mayville State players. The Phantoms, sometimes referred to as the Capital City Ghosts, had success later in the 1930s, dominating foes from 1938 to 1941, including going to the semifinal game in the amateur national tournament in the 38-39 season. In the 39-40 season, they bested the vaunted Harlem Globetrotters 70-30. And appeared in the national tournament again, as well as making the tournament in the 1940-41 season. The team folded shortly thereafter. The Phantoms are part of a larger tradition of amateur basketball that continues in the state today, with a tournament held each March. The Phantoms have faded into history, but they represent an important piece of North Dakota sports history. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Daniel Sauerwein. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.